CF Mobile. KN4 TFW.
Happy Foggy Friday to you. And it is thick up here my way.
Into a dry guy right there at Highway 80 and 29.
Being up this way, it's probably 50 yards visibility.
Sure, by the men is up this way for sure. And I can still see, I don't know, 100 yards or so.
Yeah.
A little bit slow, laid back, no majors, just coasting by.
Same though. I wish mine would slow down a little bit. I mean, it's gotten a little better at work, but man, it's still, you know, I'm down to meet people and get a call in. And, you know, now upper management's telling us, you know, quit complaining about headcount because it's not a problem. I'm like, okay. I mean, people build cars. I don't know how we can do it without them.
It's hard to get people to show up.
I don't understand it. Especially this time of year, you think they'll be wanting Christmas money.
People that want to work overtime come January, right?
We're shut down. Normally around Christmas, we're shut down almost 2 weeks. Usually it's the week of Christmas and then the week after leading up till the New Year's. And so, depending on how that falls. But anyway, so this year, we have an extra week before Christmas and an extra week after January 1st so they can finish construction activities and whatnot. But there'll be stuff available. It's just going to be boring, mind-numbing classes and stuff like that. You know, people don't come into that, man. They're going to be hurt.
On that one, I'll be off as a week of Christmas, so I got to go back for, what, 2 days and then off the first and then 2 days.
Y'all been shutting down a little bit more here lately.
They're kind of slowing down. It's hard to get materials, but, you know, some customers are slowing down on ordering and that. So we're just, and they're letting us have a little bit of time off.
That's a good thing. And hopefully the slowdowns are just for a little while and then things pick back up to normal.
That they will. They should. It looks like they're stocking up for a good run in December, it looks like.
It's a good thing. You know, that's a hard thing to sell sometimes. People don't, you know, like when we're working or we're having to work overtime, you tell people that's a good thing. Nobody really wants to hear that, but I mean, there's other places, especially other auto manufacturers, where they're laying people off.
Yeah, here it is only about 60 or 70 employees total, so that makes it nice. This weekend?
I'm trying to think. We might have a little church social we're going to, but we got to take my oldest son up to the Order of the Arrow, which is like a Boy Scout secret society, kind of, sort of. Where they do, you know, it's more around service and fellowship and stuff like that. But he's got that, so we got to drop him off tonight. He's going to have him a fun weekend in the 40-degree weather at night. But other than the church social, I don't know that we got a lot going on. I hope it's fairly calm.
I'll probably just do a little bit of yard work, and then I need to run my generator for a little bit just to make sure it still works, but that's about it, not a lot.
Yeah, back porch, get it ready for the holidays so the wife can pull all her junk out for to put up. Shoot, I gotta clean my truck out. I'm gonna try to end up buying me a new one or at least a new used one, I don't know yet. But I went and looked at one at a Ford dealership Wednesday. Man, it was sharp, but they wanted basically about $60,000 for it.
The 250 that, you know, the F-250 that I'm working with now for $49 is what they got it for with the rack and the spray-in bed liner.
kind of, you know, probably slightly more than a work truck, because I don't want the white, but, you know, I mean, to pick one up around 50-something should be fairly straightforward. I mean, I don't need a lot of bells and whistles. I want a truck to be a truck. I was telling the sales lady, if I can't throw mulch in the bed of it because I spent too much on it, then it ain't worth having.
Like they're only making the bottom line work trucks and then the top of the line, you know, luxury trucks. And you don't want to pay, you know, like you said, 60 and then throwing logs and mulch and that in the back.
Hey, you know, you buy a truck to be a truck, but nowadays they're making trucks to be more premium vehicles and all that stuff, and it's like, why? I mean, a truck should be a truck. I mean, it should be, like I said, throwing mulch in it, throwing logs in the bed of it. And I've been hunting before, and, you know, you go down some of these little roads to get to your hunting spot, and limbs are scraping along the side of it. You know, it's going to happen, but it's a truck.
Manufacturer complains because the vehicles aren't moving. Maybe you should have just made vehicles that the normal people could afford.
I mean, that's the hard part, because like I said, I went and I told her, you know, I want a really base model truck. I want power windows, you know. I would love a camera on the back of it. That'd be one feature I'd like to have. And four-wheel drive. I mean, other than that, I don't really need much else. And she found me one that was kind of low, but it had some upgraded options, which made it, you know, bumped it up to 60. So I'm still trying to see if I can find one a little bit cheaper that's just not white. I mean, that's all I care about, really. I want that and no white, a backup camera, and it should be good to go.
For an extended cab, right? A four-door?
Still need the crew cab.
Limited to what, about a 5.5 or 6 foot bed then, right?
A few long beds in that, but man, I wouldn't want that much truck. That's just too long. Man, I'd hate to turn that thing.
Work truck, just a single cab with a long bed.
Yeah, maybe not too bad, but God, a crew cab with a long bed on it, so you got the extended wheelbase and everything else. I mean, that's a lot.
Already hard enough to get in the parking spot. If you want to get in the parking spot in the lot, you're going to have to pack it in.
I mean, that extra bit of bed is going to make it a whole lot harder to get in anywhere. And, you know, I already have to do that with my truck. I just couldn't imagine one even longer. KO4 CN.
Head on the Ford. Head on getting a Ford, not a Dodge or a Chevrolet.
I've never been a big fan of Chrysler or what's now Stellantis or whatever it is. Even though they do make some nice looking trucks nowadays. Chevy, I've had Chevys before. They're a little bit smaller on the inside. The Ford crew cab is a little bigger than the Chevy one, so you get a little more room out of it. But Chevy does put some nice features in there. But, man, I was looking at theirs, and you can't hardly find one at all, like a baseline package. I mean, most of those that I saw were well over 60,000.
Every time he goes shopping for one, he ends up getting it out of some dealer up in Greenwood. And then they have what he wants, and they just bring it on down.
It's, like I said, the way they price them is kind of funky. You look on the Ford website, because they'll go ahead and add a lot of the discounts in that you may or may not qualify for the pricing that they list on their website. And I don't like it. It's kind of a shady way to do business.
Just tell me what the price is.
Price, and then your discounts and stuff come in after that. It shouldn't be, you know, if you get these discounts or if you do this, then you can qualify for this discount.
Diesel?
This time I'm going to go with the gas. You know, gas prices have stayed fairly low while diesel's been up over $3. And then the whole AdBlue having to put that stuff in it, you know, which it doesn't burn through a whole bunch of it at a time, but I don't want to have to deal with it. So I thought about just going with a gasoline. Plus, they're generally cheaper. As soon as you start throwing diesel in there, it jacks the price up.
Work's got the 6.8 gas engine, and then, man, I got it where it's doing an average of fuel mileage up to about 15 miles per gallon, but if you leave it sitting there idling very long, boy, it really goes down.
I've been, a lot of them I've seen around here, see a lot of the 7.3 liter V8 gasoline engines around here.
Like I said, it has a 6.8, which I guess it turns out to be like a 414 cubic inch, something like that.
And the horsepower, I think the 6.8 liter, I think it does like 405, and maybe the 7.3 does like 450. You know, it's a slight difference. You know, you get a little more horsepower out of it. I don't know how much torque or anything, but like I said, I'm going to keep shopping around. I'd love to be able to take the money out of 401k and just pay for it, trade my truck in and pay the difference, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Man, I saw this one. I guess since it's a work truck, the receiver hits is like 2.5 instead of 2 inches.
Didn't realize it was a difference there. I might have to actually look at that because you see a bunch of them listed as work trucks. And then it'll be usually it's the Oxford White.
This one is. It's already got the towing package. They called it a base model, but it's got the towing package. It's got the step and the handle that comes out of the tailgate. They sprayed the liner in. And, you know, it's got the backup camera and the Bluetooth navigation and everything. So, I mean, it's got a lot of bells and whistles. I don't even know if you can get one to crank up handles anymore, crank up windows.
You don't see that very often anymore. You'd probably have to order that. I just can't imagine anybody keeping that on their lot.
How to get it to, to get the map to come up, I got to plug it in and use CarPlay. You know, on this one, it'll pull the map up right off the bat with Bluetooth.
Navigation is an extra feature, if I've read it right, because some vehicles will list it as an option and some vehicles won't. So I think then the only option is to use like Apple or Android Auto or something like that. It's kind of a weird way to do it, but you almost think navigation will be fairly standard.
It's been a good one, although I've only got it up to 70 miles. That's all I got on it right now.
I mean, Ford made some decent trucks. I think a lot of them make decent trucks. I mean, you're always going to have issues with something. I mean, people build them and then people make mistakes and whatnot. The engineer does some stupid crap. You know, it is what it is. But I think they're all good trucks. But, well, Ken, I'm getting off of my exit. I'm going to get this antenna off the top of the car. You be safe on the rest of your way into work, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
3, Andrew. You have a good day and a good weekend. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you again on Monday. KN4 TFW.